Well, there are a confluence of factors. Let me highlight just five of them. The first is that previous coups in recent years have been tolerated, and so it has incentivized other military leaders to try and attempt coups. Secondly, we've seen over the last decade an increased politicization of militaries in Africa as leaders have been trying to stay in power for longer period of times. They've brought in military leaders into that process, and so that has emboldened military leaders to become more political in their vision and perspective. Thirdly is, we've seen increased aggressive external engagement by some actors in the Gulf states and Russia that have been trying to manipulate these coup actions so that they can increase their leverage. And so there's definitely some external encouragement for these coups. Fourth, complementary to that is that we've seen a weakening of governance norms, of democratic norms in Africa over the last decade. And so the regional bodies that can push back against these coups are weaker than they were before. And then fifth, I would say, the international democratic community has been distracted. There have been other crises that they've been dealing with domestically, internationally, the pandemic, and this has created more space for these autocratically minded leaders to try to mount these coups.
By demonstrating how easily power can be grabbed by force and undermining the constitution, these coups are weakening existing political institutions, encouraging political violence, and increasing the prospects of civil wars. Are African regional organizations able to resort to active intervention to curtail this rising trend of coups in Africa?
Well, I think they are, and I think they're a critical part of it. However, the lack of a strong response on the part of regional organizations, specifically the African Union, ECOWAS, IGAD, this has enabled these coups and has created something of a contagion effect. So, when these coups have happened, the regional bodies have rhetorically condemned them, but they haven't followed up with very concrete and significant action. So the result has been these coup leaders have effectively gotten their way. They're staying in power, they're being recognized, and in fact, they're in charge of the ostensible transitions that are in place, transitions that they have very little incentive to try to implement. And so we've seen these juntas dragging their feet. I think the regional bodies have recognized that they need to take stronger action. And so I think they're starting to push harder on some of these juntas. And I think that's where we're at. We'll see how much progress they're able to make. They need to be more strident in not recognizing them. This gives them political legitimacy. They need to really rally and block financial assistance, cutting them off from international debt relief. These juntas should not have access to the sovereign accounts, the financial accounts of these countries, which is what they're using to sustain their hold on power. And I think it just raises the point when these coups happen, if they're not recognized regionally, internationally, then these coup leaders really have very little authority or power to sustain themselves, and they're going to be in more of a position to back down.
November 2017, Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe was placed under house arrest, impeached, and eventually removed as a president. This was followed by two successful coups in Mali in 2020 and in 2021. And this military takeover eventually led to the suspension of Mali from the Economic Community of West Africa states and the African Union in June 2021. Did these measures reverse the coup in Mali?
These measures on their own have not reversed the coups in Mali. Guaita remains in power and in charge of the transition. But it's not because suspensions were the wrong course of action. The problem was that they weren't followed up sufficiently with concrete action. Instead of insisting that Guaita step down and the military return to the barracks, ECOWAS effectively recognized Guaita as the leader of the transition, and this emboldened him and empowered him then delay the process. And as a result, he's become more bold in disregarding direction from ECOWAS. And he believes that he can run out the clock on his terms, and ultimately ECOWAS international community is going to have to recognize him.